Hi, it's Dave. So today Tesla reported Q4 earnings and Elon Musk said some things that have my head spinning even right now. I think Elon is actually saying that Tesla is entering a new trajectory and a new stage as a company. I'll go over what this new trajectory is, but first I want to do a brief summary on the actual financials that were reported today. All right, so this first colored column here is actually the Q4 earnings that Tesla reported. And you'll see that their gross margin came in at 30.6%. It was a little lower than I was projecting. Their revenues came in a little higher than I was projecting. And their gross margin was right about within 1% of what I was projecting. Next, their operating expenses came in at $2.2 billion, but that was mostly because Tesla actually booked a one-time $340 million payroll tax for Elon's exercising of stock options. Now, if you back out that $340 million, this is the second column here, you get operating expenses at a much lower expense, and then the income will go up as well, and the operating margins will go up as well to 16.7%. Now, if you back out this one-time payroll tax, you actually have net income coming in a non-GAAP at $3.2 billion, so slightly higher than I had projected, and an EPS non-GAAP of $2.87, which is right around what I projected. The EBITDA was at $4.09 billion, again, right around what I projected. So overall, Tesla delivered some fantastic financial results. If you look at the net cash provided by operating activities, it was $4.5 billion minus $1.8 billion for CapEx, and you have basically cash flow less capital expenditures at $2.7 billion. So Tesla is becoming a real cash cow. Now, because gross margins were slightly lower than I had anticipated, I went ahead and adjusted my 2022 and 2023 gross margin figures down a little bit. And then I also adjusted the operating expenses just a tad bit higher for these outgoing months in 2022 and 2023. And that affects the operating margin slightly. So you see operating margins in my estimate is going to about 20% at the end of this year and 23% by the end of next year. And then in terms of operating profit, I have Tesla going from, let's say, $2.9 billion kind of adjusted, taking out that one-time payroll tax, to about $5 billion operating profit at the end of 2022 per quarter, and then $8.3 billion at the end of 2023. All right, these numbers were great and in line with most of what I was hoping for. However, Elon kind of threw a wrench in the earnings call, and he basically was sharing kind of a new and revised product vision for Tesla. And it is super significant. And I want to kind of go into a few of my thoughts for this. So I think generally, we can look at Tesla in three kind of main stages or so, or comparisons, right? So you have the existing ICE industry. They're making a combustion engine car. And then you have an EV, which is fundamentally better in terms of performance. But the key is it needs to cost less. And that basically comes down to the cost of the battery mostly and the powertrain. Once the battery and the powertrain cost less than an ICE car, then basically you've disrupted basically the whole ICE industry. And then you see massive growth with EVs. That's what we're seeing right now. Next is, so this is, let's say, stage one, stage two. And then next stage is actually, we'll call stage three. And this is, let's say, EV plus autopilot. So autopilot gives a lot of extra features, a lot of benefit to be more comfortable on the road. Let's say it's not fully autonomous, but it gives a lot of value. So this actually with a autopilot is actually a better option than just an EV, right? So this over time, as it improves, it becomes a more profitable potential business because it's can be largely software, and it's writing the technologies of AI. And then you've got a fourth stage, which is FSD and robotaxi. Now, when a car becomes fully autonomous, this actually completely destroys not just ICE cars or EV, but it destroys EVs with autopilot capabilities as well. So then this becomes the predominant model. But this fourth stage is based off of AI and data. And I think it's a winner takes most market just because the data advantage is really hard to get all those edge cases. And AI is really hard. And I think, this proposes a massive, massive opportunity. And Elon Musk was emphasizing all throughout the call how important, right, this FSD really is and how it's going to be disrupting, right, their previous business models, and it's going to make their financials look like crazy, crazy nutty, he says. Now there's a fifth kind of stage here that Elon Musk is referring to also, and this fifth stage is kind of the end all or this ultimate product, which Elon is calling Optimus for now. or Optimus Prime, if you've watched Transformers ever. And he says this has the potential to replace almost all human labor and to make the economy basically unlimited. So what Elon is doing right here is he's not just casting, let's say, the next vision of the stage three, right? We're going to have EVs and have high profit margins with autopilot capabilities. And he's not just casting this vision of stage four, which is robotaxi and FSD and these huge margins and just really a winner takes most market. He's actually now casting another vision, which is stage five, which is an ultimate product, right? Which completely dwarfs any other of these other stages. Now, the thing that shocked me about Elon Musk at this Q4 earnings call was how many times he referred to how fast this FSD kind of changes are happening and how it's going to revolutionize and change Tesla's financials. An analyst was saying, you know, do you need to make a cheaper car, like a $25,000 car? And Elon says, like, no, this FSD actually changes a lot because it changes the value of a car, where the value of a FSD or a full self-driving robotaxi car is going to increase dramatically. He thinks it's going to be the biggest value increase of any asset class ever. And it's going to be huge, right, once they solve it. And because of those financial ramifications, it's starting to change Tesla's plans. They're doubling down on FSD and they're actually predicting and expecting this huge demand for their vehicles and their software. Now, there are certain risks to this type of doubling down approach. First of all, you have to execute, right? You really need to solve this FSD problem, and you need to do it in a reasonable amount of time. Also, there also are regulation or regulatory risks as well of how long it would take for regulators to allow FSD or full self-driving robotaxis to be on the road without, right, human involvement. But what's interesting is even though you have a lot of unknowns and risk factors with a full self-driving, let's say, robotaxi business model, what Elon is saying is he's saying that is actually not the most important product we're working on. Meaning he says we have another bigger and more important business opportunity, and not just business opportunity, but it's a social just maybe responsibility as well. And he says that Optimus, their Tesla bot project, is actually the most important project they're working on, even right now in 2022. The opportunity is the biggest and the implications are the biggest. In fact, I think it's many times bigger than the robotaxi opportunity, which is a multi-trillion dollar, right, market cap opportunity in and of itself. But Elon likens the Optimus opportunity to basically an unlimited opportunity, right? As big or even bigger than the whole economy, because it makes the economy almost unlimited. It's kind of a crazy vision to cast, especially on an earnings call. But I think it's why Elon wanted to get on the earnings call, because he's starting to see huge implications where it's transforming Tesla from not just an auto company to, let's say, a robot car company, and now eventually into a robot AI company. And what's interesting is not a vague kind of metaverse type of vision, right? Saying we're going to go in this direction. Rather, it's a vision with clear products, right? You have a robotaxi, a car that drives itself. FSD beta is on the roads, actually improving, working toward that. Sooner or later, we're going to see a Tesla Optimus robot, which will encapsulate a lot of this excitement and the unlimited potential that Elon is referring to. All right, hope this was helpful. If it was, go ahead, like and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.